We start the day's other headlines in the Caribbean and the latest action by U.S. forces against a sanctioned oil tanker. Southern Command posted unclassified footage today of U.S. troops dropping from a helicopter onto the vessel called the Olina. In their post, officials said, quote, there is no safe haven for criminals. U.S. government records show that the ship was sanctioned for moving Russian oil under its prior name, Minerva M. The vessel is the fifth tanker seized or apprehended by U.S. forces as the Trump administration intensifies its efforts to control shipments to and from Venezuela. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia's use of a new hypersonic missile overnight was meant to send a message to other European nations. Fragments of the Oreshnik missile were found in the western city of Lviv near the Polish border. It's only the second time that Russia has used such a weapon against Ukraine. And it comes as Ukraine and its allies reported progress this week on security guarantees. Moscow says it was retaliation for an attempted strike on one of President Vladimir Putin's residences last month, which Ukraine has called a lie. In his evening address, Zelensky said that European cities could be next.
There was another Oreshnik attack, this time against the Lviv region. This was again demonstratively close to the borders of the European Union, and this, from the point of view of the use of medium-range ballistics, is the same challenge for Warsaw, Bucharest, Budapest, and many other capitals.
The use of the Oreshnik missile was part of a broader Russian barrage overnight, which included an attack on Kyiv that left at least four people dead and 25 others injured. Thousands of apartment buildings were left without heat, even as temperatures plunged well below freezing. In Gaza today, loved ones grieved the deaths of 13 people who officials say were killed in a wave of Israeli strikes. One strike formed this massive crater in Gaza City. Displaced Palestinians used shovels to clear sand and other debris. Israel's army says that it targeted Hamas operations and that the strikes were a response to a failed projectile launched by militants. Meantime, former UN diplomat Nikolai Mladenov met with senior Palestinian officials in the West Bank today. He's been tapped for President Trump's so-called Board of Peace, which Trump himself is heading. He's expected to announce the rest of the board next week. In Switzerland, prosecutors are asking that a co-owner of the bar where a deadly fire broke out on New Year's be held in custody. Officials argued that Jacques Moretti presents a flight risk. His wife and co-owner will remain free under judicial supervision. Meanwhile, church bells rang out across Switzerland as the country held a national day of mourning for the 40 people killed in the blaze. More than 100 others were injured. A preliminary investigation suggests that sparklers and champagne bottles ignited the blaze. In Europe, hundreds of thousands were without power today after a massive Atlantic storm brought heavy snow, high winds, and drenching rain across the region. From places like the Czech Republic to the UK, plows were out in full force, with some areas seeing more than a foot of snow. That left cars stranded and roads a mess. Where snow didn't fall, many trees did, from high winds. In areas along the English Channel, residents and work crews were cleaning up the debris today. Meantime, in parts of the Balkans, entire communities remain underwater from days of heavy rains. At least one person has died and many more have been rescued from the flooding. And on Wall Street today, stocks ended the week with solid gains following that underwhelming monthly jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added more than 230 points. The Nasdaq jumped nearly 200 points. The S&P 500 also posted a solid gain. And a rare copy of the comic book that introduced the world to Superman has sold for a record $15 million. Action Comics number 1 cost just 10 cents when it was published in 1938. It includes Superman's origin story and helps set the stage for the superhero genre we know today. The copy was once stolen from the home of actor Nicolas Cage. It's one of about 100 copies known to exist today. The company that negotiated the private sale says the book's owner and buyer wish to remain anonymous. Put another way, they don't want to reveal their secret identities. Still to come on the NewsHour. Oil executives meet with President Trump about rebuilding Venezuela's oil industry. Journalist Jacob Soboroff chronicles the devastating Los Angeles fires 1 year later. And David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart weigh in on the week's political headlines.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.